This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Snowy roads, canceled flights. It's happening all over again for millions of Americans along the East Coast. They could get 8 inches of snow in parts of New England. More than 2,000 U.S. flights have already been canceled today, says FlightAware. Here's the question for the Supreme Court today. Should the Biden administration be allowed to enforce a vaccine or testing requirement that applies to large employers and a separate vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers? The AP's Mike Hempen's got this.
The challengers argue that the vaccine rules exceed the administration's authority. But the Solicitor General, the administration's top Supreme Court lawyer, wrote that they are needed to avoid unnecessary hospitalizations and deaths. Nearly 207 million Americans, 62% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and more than a third of the country has received a booster shot, including the nine justices.
No school again today for Chicago public school students as the city and teachers fight about remote learning and other COVID safety protocols. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
For a third straight day, classes have been canceled with the stalemate between the city and the teachers' union, which wants to return to online learning because of the spiking number of COVID cases. This mother, Mary Bluma, says her kids get nothing from the virtual classroom.
They're in, you know, little breakout rooms with their friends just chatting away. It's like there's no education.
This week on WLS, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot blasted the teachers, insisting the schools are safe despite the pandemic.
We are going to fight to get our kids back in in-person learning.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's accusing Donald Trump and his supporters of holding a dagger at the throat of democracy with his election lies. This is AP News. Now to the trouble in Kazakhstan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The president of Kazakhstan has authorized law enforcement to open fire on protesters and shoot to kill, a move that comes after days of extremely violent protests in the former Soviet nation. In an address to the nation, Kasym Jomart Tokayev blames the unrest on terrorists and militants, saying he's authorized the use of lethal force against them. Tokayev adds, those who don't surrender will be eliminated. Kazakhstan is experiencing the worst street protests since the country gained independence 3 decades ago. The demonstrations began over a near doubling of prices for a type of vehicle fuel and quickly spread across the country, reflecting wider discontent over the rule of the same party since independence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.